The best old-time radio from people you trust. The Radio Nostalgia Network, where the oldies are still young.
It's Friday on Radio Memories, and that's when we enter an alternate dimension. Science Fiction Friday.
Was like ice. We held hands as we were carried out into the middle of the river. Bunches of weed covered our heads. I tied the bag of clothes to my belt, which I kept around my waist. We clung tightly to the pieces of timber that kept us afloat. 20 feet beneath our bodies would be the slick bed of the Harlem River. The current rushed us past the wall that cut Manhattan in two. Within seconds, we'd left the slave camp behind. And now, we approached the southern zone, the free part of the city.
Hard to breathe.
Head for the shore. But don't splash. The guards will see that for sure. We mustn't let ourselves be carried to the mainland.
The mainland was where the Triffids were, crowding down to the water's edge. Venomous plants to the left of us, trigger-happy guards to the right.
David! Hold of my ankle.
It'll only be river weed. Or a...
No! It's pulling me down. Help. It's pulling me under. The conch in my face.
Marnie! Kick free! Listen, I'm going to let go of your hand.
No!
Just for a second, I'll swim down. Free your ankle.
Save it!
Taking a deep breath, I sank through water that was as black as night. I could see nothing down there. I had to find her bare ankle by touch alone. A vine of some sort had become looped around her leg. I tried breaking the plant. No good. It was incredibly tough. I tried again, my lungs burning for air. Then...
Got it! You're free!
Thank you. It was pulling me down. I felt its strength.
Make for the shore, where those trees are. We don't want anyone seeing us.
At that moment, a man appeared at the water's edge. He didn't notice us because he was busy picking up driftwood, perhaps, for his fire back home. It happened so quickly. The river suddenly fizzed white. Vines shot from the water. The instant they hit the man, those green tendrils wrapped around his arms and legs and head. He struggled until...
Did you see what came out of the water?
My child, a Triffid stinger.
Indeed, it was the whiplash of a stinger. It struck the man's face. The fast-acting venom stopped his heart and he fell. The vines snapped tight, pulling the body into the water.
There must be Triffids in the river. How can that be?
Mutation.
Say what?
Mutation. Those monsters are changing at a hell of a rate. Triffids walk, communicate, kill. Now some must have adapted to living underwater. An aquatic species.
Then there'll be Triffids right here beneath us.
Exactly. Ditch the wood. We're close enough to swim for the shore.
Yes, we made it. We got off that kill zone of a beach as fast as we could.
What have we got here?
And ran straight into two soldiers.
Two naked lovebirds enjoying a stroll by the river. Hey, Sarge! What shall I do with these?
Cut their throats. Dump their bodies over there. Hit his arm.
Got him.
Go!
Don't hit her!
Hey, I'm
an English guy.
Use the knife.
Sarge, he's English.
Wrist still bleed, don't they?
I've seen him before. This is one of our pilots.
Sergeant Baxter tells me you had a close shave.
Close shave? They almost cut my throat.
Your men are thugs.
They're tense, ma'am. If our cover's blown, this mission will end in disaster.
Fortunately, Marnie and I were unhurt. After identifying us, the Quintling Marines took us into a basement. I told Sam what had happened to us and about our discovery of a new breed of underwater Triffid. Important stuff, of course, but further investigations would have to wait.
There's coffee in the jug. Make yourselves comfortable.
Well, where are you going?
Well, 0 hours and precisely 11 minutes. We've learned where Christina's being held. After we rescue her, we quit New York City.
What do you want me to do?
Do? Stay here with Marnie.
You left me behind this morning. I'm coming.
Me too.
It's too dangerous. People will die today. I might die today.
I'm coming with you.
Say, you're determined to do just that, aren't you? Okay. It starts at noon. One of the busiest parts of the day. Cars on the streets, people crowding sidewalks. Christina is being held in the Empire State Building. Karis Baedeker's there, too. Fielding's ordered her to stay with Christina until the operation.
Karis?
She's one of our secret operatives.
What?
Yep, Karis is on our side.
Good grief, why did you keep this from me?
Secrecy is vital.
You actually think I blabbed to Fielding?
Had Fielding's troops captured you back at the camp, you would have been tortured until you did blab. Karis would be executed, our plans would be dead in the water.
Well, did Karis know that Gabriel was our ally?
No way. Our undercover teams in New York are hermetically sealed. You follow? They work in isolation, not even knowing that they might have comrades living in the next apartment. That way, if one team is captured, then they can't possibly reveal the secret identities of the other teams, which is why we went to the considerable trouble of making Karis believe that Gabriel was just an innocent guy who got shot because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
This Karis, she's my sister?
You look just like her.
Sam glanced at those terrible scars on Marnie's face. He turned away, ashamed he'd used those words.
General Fielding, my father, ordered his men to cut my face for speaking out against him. The ugly treatment. He figures nobody listens to what ugly people say. This is my fight, too.
You're right, Marnie. Welcome to the team. Okay, this is the plan. The Empire State is well guarded. And we only have 30 Marines, meaning we can't simply overrun the enemy. So this is where we get smart. The bridges that link this island with the mainland are blocked by huge barriers. And as you know, there are thousands of those mean, man-eating Triffids on the other side. We're gonna blow those barriers sky high.
Sam, there are innocent people on this island.
Let the Triffids in, and you'll have their blood on your hands.
Don't worry. New York has contingency plans. Alarms will be screaming, and folk will take shelter for many... Besides, it's too late to change my plan now. That was the barriers getting blown to smithereens.
David! Hey, man, you made it to the party.
Okay, 0 hour. David, grab a machine gun.
I grabbed two, handing one to Marnie. We were going to need that firepower. Out into the street, walking with Gabriel and Marnie. Sam went ahead. Our Marines moved in small groups, all wearing civilian clothes, guns concealed in holdalls. We tried to blend in, be invisible. My feelings towards this city were different now I knew about the labor camp, populated by men and women who'd been forcibly addicted to heroin, slaves to the needle.
These pedestrians heard the explosion, but they must think it's artillery hitting Triffs on the mainland.
But once we sprung Christina and Karis, what then?
Back to the planes and out of here.
God damn!
What's happening?
Gabe, your men destroyed the bridge barriers, didn't they? I think we've got visitors.
Over there! You see them?
Times Square erupted into chaos. Cars hurtled by, crashing into other cars. Just as quickly, the traffic came to a stop in gridlock hell. Then they arrived. Triffids. Some fully 60 feet high. They lurched from a side street. Stingers flashed like the whip of a slave driver. More Triffids arrived, a forest on the march, killing as they went.
Mommy, no, put your gun away.
People are dying. We can't just stand by doing nothing.
At this distance, you'll never destroy the stingers.
We've got to do something. The Triffids will massacre everyone.
People are abandoning their cars.
Well, come on. We're taking part in the attack on the Empire State. We need to be there.
I'm not leaving innocent people to be slaughtered.
David, this is not our objective.
Objective be damned. Marnie, help me turn on the car radios. Crank up the volume as high as it'll go. With luck, we'll draw the Triffids away from those people. They always move towards the loudest noise.
I'll do those across the street.
This is madness.
Dave, we need your help, too.
Oh, you're not mad, are you? You care. Okay, I'm helping.
Triffids moved along Broadway. Soon they'd lash those venomous stingers at more New Yorkers fleeing in panic. Hundreds would die. And yet, Triffids are sensitive to sound. Music from dozens of radios reached them. The 60-foot-high man-killers hesitated, and then they turned toward the sound. This was like the musical spell of a Pied Piper.
Smart move, David. You're saving lives.
It's working. They're coming this way.
Marnie, stay clear of their stinger.
Good work, David, but it's time to go to war with a human enemy.
The three of us made for the Empire State Building. I thought about Kerris, and I anticipated the danger to come.
David, Marnie, Gabriel, thank goodness you made it.
But your plan worked, Sam.
Triffids have invaded New York. Innocent people have died, and it's all your fault.
Those Triffids diverted most of the enemy troops from the Empire State Building.
You could have found another way. What if...
Cover your ears. They're going to dynamite the doors.
Make sure your guns are ready. We're going in.
Sam's Marines charged into the lobby. I went with them, Gabriel, Marnie, and Sam at my side. Fielding's men hit back, and soon everyone was part of that lethal shootout.
David, keep your head down.
Grenade!
There are Triffids outside in the street.
Triffids behind us. Enemy in front.
Caught between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Got him.
Marnie, you left. Good shoot.
I'm out of ammo.
There's an elevator. Take that.
We haven't secured the lobby yet.
The lobby isn't our objective. Christina is. Come on.
Close the doors.
We can't leave Marnie behind.
She dove into a side room with our guys. She's in as safe a place as any.
Doors! Get them closed before someone rolls a grenade in here.
Okay, got it. Which floor?
90th. That's where they're keeping her.
Be ready.
Go up to the 91st. With luck, nobody will be waiting for us there.
Neat idea. We'll walk down to 90. Gentlemen, reload. There might be trouble ahead.
Don't move, any of you.
Sir, don't shoot. We're only filing clerks.
Any guardsmen on this floor?
No.
Telling the truth, mister?
Sir, please don't point that gun at me.
Then tell him the truth.
All right, I did see guardsmen in the stairwell.
Thank you, my friend. Now, I suggest you and your colleagues lock yourself into that office.
Don't do anything stupid like making calls. Because I know where to find you.
I'm just doing my job.
David, Gabriel, take one of these grenades. There you go. On the count of three, yank the pins and toss these little beauties down the stairwell. Ready? One, two, three.
Spilt blood is devilish slippery. We had to grip tight onto the handrail as we walked through what was left of... I don't have to spell it out, do I?
Floor 90. Kerris and Christina are here somewhere.
Guardsman!
Ah! Darn it!
You've been hit?
Just nicked my arm. Keep moving forward.
Two guardsmen charged at me. I fired a burst and both went down, stone dead. I dashed through a door, ready to fire.
David Mason. It's about goddamn time.
Kerris Bydecker. Those beautiful green eyes.
I was beginning to think you'd never get here.
Hey, time for that later. We might have enemy coming this way.
Three guardsmen lay dead inside the room. Suddenly, from a side door burst Christina. That former inhabitant of Weed Island dashed forward and hugged me.
David! David!
Christina's been dying to see you.
And good to see you again, Christina. You've not been harmed?
Nope. Terrace made a war up here. She shot the bad men. Then we sat waiting for you. Oh, you took ages, slow coach.
Well, I'm here now. Kerris told us what happened. She'd been up here on the 19th floor when...
The attack alarms went berserk. A guardsman in the lobby phoned, saying that a battle was raging down there. Guards up here got ready to move Christina to another location. I knew if that happened, you'd never find us before they started pumping Christina full of fertility drugs. So I grabbed a pistol and, well, our guards are there on the floor. Oh, my God. I actually did that. I killed them.
Oh. You did the right thing. You saved Christina.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Sam. How do we get everyone away from here?
Well, we can't go anywhere yet. At some point, those elevator doors will open. Then either Fielding's men or our guys will come out. Until that moment, we get ready for a siege.
Sam, give me the rifle. I'll stand guard while you take a break.
Hmm? Well, sure could use some coffee. Thank you.
5 hours since we found you up here, Clarice.
Awfully quiet, isn't it?
What an amazing sunset. Those views.
Beautiful. You know, once I sailed up the Hudson River, I saw the ruined mansions. Triffids had taken root in the lawns, yet I could imagine what those homes were like before the blinding. I pictured families cooking up barbecues, children playing in swimming pools. Do you think those days will come again?
I believe they will. Otherwise, what's this struggle to survive for?
You Brits are so optimistic. And to think, I went and did something as ridiculous as falling in love with one.
I'm back. Say, kissing on guard duty isn't allowed. I said kissing on... I'm gonna go... Alrighty.
Hours passed. Only Christina slept. Meanwhile, Sam's impatience turned volcanic.
What's happening down there? Do our Marines hold the lobby? Jeez.
Nobody's answering the phones down there.
Even if the guardsmen had retaken the building, they wouldn't dare attack us because they can't risk hurting Christina.
It's rather quiet, isn't it? We're too high even to see what's happening down in the streets.
I'll check the radio. They stopped transmitting earlier, but you never know.
Bingo! They're back on here.
Triffids occupy Times Square. Sightings reported in Central Park. Gates of the 102nd Street Parallel have been opened. If your safety is compromised and Triffids pose an immediate threat, move north. You are permitted to pass through the gates.
Good grief. They opened up the gates in the wall that separates the labor camp from the rest of the city.
Your scheme to bring in the Triffids works, Sam. Those plants have overrun the place.
And now we're trapped.
Who is this?
Mr. Times, sir, this is Sergeant Baxter, Quintling Marine Corps.
Sergeant, yes, I recognize your voice. What's happening down there?
My men have secured the lobby, but the enemy are regrouping for a counterattack.
Do you outgun them?
No, sir. Request you and your party take the elevator down here immediately. We must return to the planes.
Thank you, Sergeant. We'll be right down.
Hot damn. We're going home.
I'll wait, Christina.
Did he mention Triffids?
No, but he said we need to move fast.
I'll open the elevator doors.
Wait just one second there.
What's worrying you, Sam?
Doesn't this strike you is too easy? That we just stroll out of here?
Do we have any other options?
No. We'll take the elevator down to the lobby. For all our sakes, I pray that we made the right decision.
Stay inside until I check. Okay. Lobby's empty.
Empty?
Huh. I would have expected our Marines to be here.
Keep your guns ready.
Look at that stuff on the floor. Blood. Lots of blood.
The lobby was deserted. No Marines. No Triffids. No human enemy come to that. Just then, Sergeant Baxter stepped through a doorway. I remember he was blushing when he said...
Mr. Dimes, this way, sir. Please, hurry.
Something isn't right.
Quickly, sir. I've trucks waiting.
We crossed the lobby. Gabriel pointed his machine gun at Christina's stomach. This was serious. If we walked into a trap, he was prepared to kill the girl. With Christina dead, that would prevent Fielding breeding his Triffid immune army.
I'm sorry. They made me.
Hans grabbed Baxter, hauling him back. Enemy troops flooded the lobby. They aimed their guns at us.
They won't dare shoot. If they do, they'll hit Christina. She's too valuable to risk.
Grenades! Get back!
They were stun grenades. Just enough oomph to knock us senseless, not kill. Or damage the vitally precious eggs in Christina's body. When I opened my eyes again, our weapons had been taken and we were surrounded by Fielding's troops. Sam, Gabriel and Kerris were dazed. Christina stood between two nurses. I saw our Marines, now prisoners of war. Marnie was there too, angry, defiant. A white-haired figure stepped forward.
And so, I win.
General Fielding, I know who you really are. Torrance.
David Mason, you do resemble your father.
Fielding pointed at that blind eye of his, the eye that was bright yellow.
Soon I'll repay Bill Mason for this, and your mother too.
Let Kerris go. She's your daughter.
Oh, I'm not sentimental about offspring. Look at the creature with the scarred face. Marnie, isn't it? Kerris and her were identical triplets. Barbara, the third sister, annoyed me, so I... Well...
You are vile.
I am successful in what I do, Mason. You, on the other hand.
I never even knew that Marnie existed. But I know full well your practice of mutilating your enemies. So you had her disfigured because...
Because I told the truth about that man. He's not our father, Kerris. He's a monster.
Girls, I'm a busy man. Captain, shackle these troublemakers.
They fastened a manacle cuff to my wrist. The chain connected it to a second cuff.
Oh, God. Give Kerris the ugly treatment. Use your bayonet. Kerris should look like her sister.
No!
Ah! Oh, get her off! Oh. You'll pay for that.
Marnie!
Oh! You murderer!
Dump the body in the river. And chain the rest of them.
The guards began to manacle their prisoners. But all of a sudden, they paused. Unusual sounds were coming from the street. People began to slowly walk into the lobby. Dozens of them. These were the blind. A few were smartly dressed. Most, however, wore rags. These were the slave workers from the labor camp. White sticks tapped the floor.
Get those fools out of here!
Great Scott, they must have escaped when the barrier gates were opened.
Sam Dimes, this must be your secret weapon, the blind. Is this the best you could do?
Why, this has nothing to do with me.
Listen, you sightless rabble. Don't you know the old saying still rings true? That in the country of the blind, the one-eyed man is still king.
As Fielding mocked them, a blind woman of around 70 stepped forward.
General Fielding, listen to what we have to say.
Go away, blind woman. Take your vermin with you.
We shall stay, General Fielding. Or should we call you Torrance? The man who inflicted misery in England 25 years ago.
Guards, clear the building. Drive them out with your fists, if need be.
Stephen? Are you there?
This was a cue for the blind.
Are you there? Hans?
With calm dignity, they began to call out.
Stephen!
They're calling to their sons and daughters.
Isaac.
Check out the guards. They couldn't look more stunned if a whole bunch of tanks had slammed through that doorway.
Paul, put the gun down now, Paul.
Simon, you've got to throw the gun down now.
Soldier, pick that gun up. Everyone, pick up your guns. That's an order. Anyone disobeying me, I'll have you court-martialed.
It's over, General. Your colleagues have been arrested. They will be tried in a court of law, as you shall be.
Creatures like you, judging me?
Fielding pointed his revolver at the woman. Just one of my hands had been manacled. A yard of chain hung from my wrist. At the end of that chain, the steel cuff. Before Fielding could shoot the woman, I swung the chain hard. By chance, by providence, maybe, the open cuff struck him. The end of the steel loop embedded itself in the man's single good eye. Fielding was still screaming when the medics took him away. Meanwhile, the guards embraced their blind mothers and fathers. I sensed that they hadn't seen one another in a very long time. Such was Fielding's tyranny. I put my arms around Kerris, and we held each other tight. Soon we'd leave, but not just yet. Arrangements would be made for Marnie. We'd do right by her. Six months later, the flying boat touched down on a perfect sea. The flight from New York to the Isle of Wight had taken 15 hours. Tired? No, not one little bit, because the islanders had turned out to greet the plane and its passengers. My parents were there too. I've never seen them so happy or so relieved.
Reserve.
You and Gabriel and Ryder Chee are the first visitors from across the Atlantic in over 20 years. Everyone's ecstatic. Here they are. Mum, Dad, this is Kerris, the woman who's going to be the mother of your first grandchild.
This is the most fierce winter I've ever known. From here, high in the Empire State Building, where Sam Dimes and his, yes, democratically elected colleagues govern this great city, I can see the island where General Fielding is held prisoner. The man is blind, but he still rages with fury. Now we think the darkness that engulfed the world was caused by a dust cloud that drifted through the solar system until it hung between the sun and the earth. It's all but gone now. The days are bright once more, and come spring, crops will grow just as they've always done. The brightest day of all was when I flew Kerris and the others to the Isle of Wight. Ryder Chee brought a medical test that he developed. He discovered that many of us can no longer be poisoned by Triffid venom. This is due to decades of exposure to the plant. My father, Bill Mason, is immune. Not me, however. Nor Kerris, but enough are, allowing us to launch the worldwide fight to reclaim this planet for humankind. Therefore, as I reach the conclusion of my story, I must defy convention and not say this is the end. Far from it, my friend. And so, on the threshold of a new world and new adventures, I can tell you with absolute confidence that this is the beginning.